Masechta Savis, Perik Vav, Beraisa Yud. Chamisha Kinyonim, there are five acquisitions. Kona HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bi'olami, that the Rabbein Shalom has acquired in this world. Really, Hashem created the whole world. He doesn't have to acquire anything. But the Medrash Shmuel says, it's just a way of saying this is very precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah Kinyon Echad, the Torah is one Kinyon. The Torah is the most cherished. Shemayim v'aretz kinyan echad, heaven and earth, is another kinyan. The Rav Hashem designed heaven and earth so we could function, so we have our bechira. Avram kinyan echad, Avram is one kinyan, another kinyan. He was the first one to really fulfill the goal of creation. He taught that there's a Rabbeinu Shalom on the world. He traveled. He said, what are you doing with the Avodah Zarah? There's a Hashem who created the world. There's a Hashem who created us, you, me, for a purpose. Yisrael kinyan echad. Beis HaMikdash Kinyan Echad. And the Beis HaMikdash is a Kinyan. And now, the Braisa goes to the sources. Torah Menayin. From where is it known that Torah is considered Hashem's Kinyan? The Pasuk says, Hashem Kanani, Hashem acquired me, Reishis Darkai, at the beginning of his way, Kedem Mefalov Me'az, before his works of old. In other words, the Torah says it came before the creation. With the Mefarshim explain, it says, Estak will be your eyes, that you bar alma, like we were masber earlier. The Torah is the blueprint of the world. Shemayim v'aretz menayim, the chsiv of the pasuk says, Koyim Hashem, Hashemayim kisi v'aretz hadoim ragloi. This is what Hashem said, the heavens are my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Of course, it doesn't mean in a physical sense. But it means, regardless of how vast the universe is, the Divine Hashem created it from the beginning to the end. Eizeh bayis, ashetivnuli. What house could you build for me? Ve'eza makay menuchasi. And what place could be my resting place? There's no house that's big enough for Hashem. So the whole world is Hashem. The whole world is my house. The world exists because Hashem gave it to Kayach to exist. If you have a house, that means sometimes you're in your house, sometimes you're outside of your house. If you're in your house, you don't know what's going on outside of your house. If you're outside of your house, you're not in your house. But Hashem created the world. And Hashem didn't just create the world, but like the Nefesh HaChaim explains, Hashem is constantly creating the world. He's constantly giving it life. So there can't be any place where Hashem is either inside or outside, because then either that inside or outside wouldn't exist unless Hashem is there. So there is no house that's Hashem, the whole world, from Shemayim to Aretz. And that means from the most far out place in the universe to the pitsiest place that you can possibly think. It's all Hashem. There can't be an area outside of Hashem's presence, because that area wouldn't exist. The Omer, it also says in Tehillim, Marabu Masecha Hashem, how numerous are your works, Hashem. Bechachma Asisa, with wisdom you made them all. Mala Haaretz Kinyanecha, the earth, which is your acquisition, is filled with them. Imagine I blew up a balloon, and I have to keep blowing into the balloon. Which part of the inside of the balloon doesn't belong to me? If there was a part there that I have no control over, the whole balloon would collapse. The Rabbeinu Shlom gives this world life. The Rabbeinu Shlom gives us life. Malo Oretz Kinyonecha. You can't run away from the Rabbeinu Shlom. Because wherever you're going to run to, that place exists. If you exist, the Rabbeinu Shlom is there. And Avram was the first one who taught the world this. Avram and Ayin. From where is it known that Avram is considered Hashem's acquisition, so to speak? The Pasuk says, Vayivarcheyu. He benched him. This is Malki Tzedek, who is Shem Ben Noach. But Yermin, he said, Baruch Avram, Lekel Elyon, Koinei Shemayim V'aretz. Gebenched is Avram. By Hashem, Kel Elyon, maker of heaven and earth. What does it mean, Kel Elyon? We say it every day in Shemon Esrei. Elekei Avram, Elekei Yitzchak, Elekei Yaakov, Elekei Lagod, Lagibbe V'Noira, Kel Elyon. It means that Hashem sees everything from above, where you can't see it. You stand in a chair, you can see more things. You stand on the roof, you can see further around. If you stand on top of a huge skyscraper, you can see even further. If you're in a satellite orbiting the Earth, you can see even further. But you're not on top. The universe is so vast. They talk about hundreds of thousands of light years, and they don't even know how far out it goes. You know what a light year is? Light travels at 186,000 miles a second. Imagine how many seconds there are in a year and multiply that by 186,000 miles. We can't go so high. Hashem is Kel Elyon. And being that the higher you are, the more you see. Somebody's lost in the woods. So if you can, you climb a tree to look around and see maybe you can spot where you are. In the distance, you see a river, a road. No one can go higher than Hashem. So Hashem can understand things that we can't possibly understand. That's why there are things in our life that maybe doesn't make sense to us. We have questions. We have questions because we don't see it. I'll give you an example. I once took a Yid, and actually swelled a Yid to Lakewood. If you go to Lakewood from Borough Park, how do you go? You first take the Verrazano Bridge to Staten Island. And then you take another bridge from Staten Island to New Jersey. This man said, he read a little bit English. Why are you going to Staten Island? We're going to Lakewood. I said, this is the way you go to Lakewood. So we go to Staten Island. We go over a bridge. He says, you're sure? I said, yeah. He reminds me, we're not going to Staten Island. We're going to Lakewood. I said, I know. This is the way you go to Lakewood. You have to first go over a bridge to Staten Island. Then we go over another bridge to New Jersey. He says, I don't understand. We went over a bridge to go to Staten Island. Now we're going over another bridge to go away from Staten Island. Why'd you go to Staten Island to start with? So what should I do? If he'll look at a map, he'll see that the fastest way to go to Lakewood is bridge from Brooklyn to Staten Island and then bridge from Staten Island to New Jersey. But a tanka doesn't make sense. If you just look at the street signs, it doesn't make sense. But if you look down from the top, it'll make sense. If you look at a map, you'll see it's the quickest way to go. So there's so many things in our lives we don't understand. Sometimes we ask Hashem for something, and it seems like instead of getting answered, we're going in the opposite direction. You're not going in the opposite direction. But the Rabbanu Hashem is the ultimate Kel Elyon. No one can see from a higher vantage point than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Both in space, time, and person, Olam Shana Nefesh, in all dimensions. Yisrael Menayin, from where is it known that Yisrael is Hashem's Kinyan? The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Ad Yavar Amcha Hashem, until your people pass through, Ad Yavar Amzu Kanisa, until this people that you have acquired passes through. V'omer L'Kedoshim HaShavaretz Heima V'Adirei Kol Cheftzi Vam. It says, L'Kedoshim, for the Heilige people, HaShavaretz, who are on the earth, Heima They vadire kol cheftzi bam, and all the mighty ones. My desire is for them. And this means as follows. The Rabbeinu Shem has so many malachim. How many malachim? I don't know. A quadrillion. Beyond counting. And these malachim are so holy. Why, if we would see a malach, I don't know what would happen to us. We would like burn up. There would be like nothing left of us. Malachim, srafim. So what does Hashem need us for? And the answer is, the malach may be very holy, but he doesn't get credit for being holy. When you walk on the street, yes, you walk home from Cheder, and a bus passes by, and there's a nice advertisement on the bus, and you want to look at it, and you turn around and say, Hashem doesn't want me to look at it. Hashem calls all the malachim. Look who I created down here in this world. You can't understand it. You don't have a Yetzer Hara. You come home, and you want to fight with your sister, and you say, oh, no. My mother's going to be upset. I know she has a hard day. Fine, whatever she wants. Hashem calls all the malachim and say, you malach, you think you're holy? You don't come close to this person. You don't have a yetzer hara. That's what the pasuk means. L'kdoshim asher ba'aretz, that are down here on this world, that have a yetzer hara. Heima v'adirei kol cheftzi bam. It is them. They're the mighty ones. Hashem knows how hard it is to be good. That's why Hashem created us. Beis HaMikdash Menayin. How do we know that the Beis HaMikdash is called a Kinyan? The Chassid of the Pasuk says, Machain, the foundation, L'shiftecha, for your dwelling place, Pa'alta Hashem, that you Hashem have made. Mikdash Hashem, the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem Kainenu Yedecha, that your hands established. The Medrash Shmuel points out that in this Pasuk, again, it's all a figure of speech, because there's nothing physical by Hashem, but it's mashma, that Hashem used both hands to build the Beis HaMikdash. On the other hand, Hashem created heaven and earth. There it says, my hand, one hand. One hand laid the foundation of the earth. My right hand measured out the heavens. That's a pasuk in Hoshea. So if the heaven and earth that was only created with one hand is called Hashem's acquisition, the Beis HaMikdash that was created with both hands for sure. Really, the inyan of one hand or two hands, one hand the right hand means Midas HaRachmim. The left hand means Midas HaDin. The world was created, it's either Midas HaRachmim or Midas HaDin. The power of the Beis HaMikdash is you have both Rachmim and Din. A person can come into the Beis HaMikdash with Midas HaDin and convert the Midas HaDin to Midas HaRachmim by doing tshuva. Today that we have no Beis HaMikdash, that's our Beis Medrash. That's when you sit down to learn. That's the inyan of two hands. You can change bad gzeres to good gzeres. There aren't really any bad gzeres, but gzeres that to us appear bad. Suddenly we'll see the Hareini Hashem Chazdecha, we can see Hashem's Chesed. V'yomer, furthermore it says, to show that the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's kinyan, V'yivim el gvul kachai, he brought them to his heilige boundary, Harzeh Kansa Yeminoi, that his right hand acquired. So Medrash Shmuel says, this is to teach us, not only the Beis HaMikdash itself, but even the mountain, the Har HaBayis, is also considered a special acquisition of Hashem.